Rebecca Green is standing on a dirt road in front of her house. It's a clear day in this remote stretch of the Navajo Nation on the Utah and Arizona border. She describes this road as a vine, which a number of her family lives off. Today she's waiting for her aunt, but it's the cars she doesn't recognize that worry her.
This past year, there was a pickup truck that went all the way up to my grandma's house and then just turned around and went back. There was a car that went up here and turned around and went back, and so it could be anybody, you know. So I am scared. I live with that scare of having to look over my shoulder wondering who's going up the road. I have that every day.
It's been nearly 4 years since someone shot and killed her common-law husband. It happened just down the road. Although the FBI charged a suspect, she lives in fear of his family or his friends.
So they may take it upon themselves to retaliate and do whatever. In our native belief, we believe that he has spiritual guidance with some medicine man on his end trying to witch us and trying to do harm on us that way, spiritually. Maybe they're coming up here, dropping stuff off on our land, and causing us harm that way.
Green's birthday is approaching. It's a time of year that brings back painful memories. Her husband, Antonio Montuin's birthday, was just a couple days after hers. They were celebrating together on April 14th of 2018, when they decided to go for a drive and look for their lost cat. Not far from her house, they saw someone dumping trash. It had been a problem before.
As we were going by the turn, Antonio, that was his name, was telling me, should we pull over and tell him to go? Everything in my head was telling me no, but I told him yes. Let's do it. I'm tired of these people on our property. I'm tired of hearing about it. Let's do it.
Her husband got out to talk with the man. There was an argument. She says she couldn't hear what was said. She just sat in the car with her son, who was 7 at the time. Then she saw the gun.
His first shot was a warning shot up into the air, going to the right probably, I'm not too sure, but that got me scared to where I jumped out of the van. Like, I couldn't believe what just happened and why. What did he say to him, you know? What did you say? I was waiting for him to come back in. What did he say? Did he say anything? What happened? I just waited for him to get in. It took forever, it seemed like. He got to the door, and out of nowhere, as it looks like he's going to get in or turn around or something, he falls. I didn't hear the gunshot. I didn't hear anything of him yelling to him or anything. Toby just falls right in the driver's doorway. It took me probably 5 milliseconds to realize what happened.
He was shot in the head. She says the man just stood there, holding his gun. She wondered if he would shoot her and her son next.
And my son's in the car, and he's starting to scream, Daddy got shot! Daddy got shot! And I said, yes, Riley, stay in the van. Riley's screaming, and I'm like, Riley, remember this number! And I'm yelling what I thought was the license plate number.
Federal investigators eventually charged Perry Maryboy for the murder. Authorities detained Maryboy and a trial date was set. She thought justice would be swift, but the COVID pandemic changed that. Pre-trial detention was cut for suspects around the country. Jails were hotbeds for transmission. Maryboy is also Navajo, and that community was hit especially hard by the pandemic. Staying in jail could have been a death sentence for him, and until a trial, he's presumed innocent. Maryboy was released in August of 2020 and has been living less than 10 miles from Green ever since. Curtis Yanito is the nearby Mexican Water Chapter House president.
So all of a sudden, this Perry Maryboy, you know, issue came up. And they said, Perry Maryboy needs a new home over here. We got to build him a new house. I said, what? I thought he had a house in prison somewhere, you know?
Yanito says that until he's convicted, Maryboy has rights to housing from the tribe. Still, some in the community weren't happy about it.
And that's how it started. And then people start talking, say, you know, we don't need him here. You know, he needs to go back. He doesn't need these kind of services here and all so forth.
Maryboy lives in White Rock. It's a couple dozen tract houses and a church. He's not allowed to leave his house without permission, and he wears a GPS tracker. But one resident of White Rock who helped identify Mary Boy to the FBI isn't comforted.
And it's been a little bit uncomfortable because I'm just an accuser just down the road now. A couple blocks he lives from me.
House.
I don't know what he might be thinking, but it has been uneasy. I've been a year and a half now. So
he doesn't want to give his name. He's had violent run-ins with Mary Boy in the past.
And he shot in the air. He shot at me. He about shot me, too. He pointed right. He's only about 10 feet away from me. Tried to scare me off. And he was drinking.
Back at Green's home, her aunt, Nell Johnson, finally arrives, her truck bumping down the sandy road.
You know, we got more cautious of who's going across our yard or who's up on the hill, that kind of thing. Before, you see people hiking out there and say, oh, it's just somebody. Not anymore. Some of us track them. But we never had that. You wake up, the reality of what's out there, it's here.
Perry Mary Boy's brother is County Commissioner Kenneth Mary Boy. Some I talk to in this area think that connection has given Perry special treatment. But his release isn't up to local politicians. It's a judge that ultimately decides where he will spend his time before trial. That decision is made depending on Mary Boy's chance of running and his danger to the community. After the trial was delayed, Johnson figured her family was in this situation because the crime happened in Indian country.
So, well, they just kill each other. They're just crazy Indians out there. That kind of attitude, you know. That's what I felt like finally when it was continued again. We finally come to that conclusion. It's just because of two people of the same nationality kill each other. It's no big deal.
Even though there's been so much out of her control, including a global pandemic, Green feels guilty.
And even now, like, I feel like I'm not doing enough to have the FBI put them away. I feel like I should be going crazy up there, bothering them every day about everything in order to get my way. I don't know. I'm managing every day. I break down crying on a daily basis about what I did and how I should have did it or what I could have done or wish I didn't.
The jury trial was finally scheduled for May of 2022. Then it was pushed back to May of 2023. Until then, Green and her family will regularly drive past White Rock where Mary Boy lives. She'll wonder which house is his, and for the millionth time, about that day over 4 years ago.